I want to play for you now a track by Noel McLaughlin. It's entitled The Star of the County Down. County Down is in Northern Ireland. It's actually under the British government jurisdiction, still part of the province of Ulster. I think Noel McLaughlin does a lovely job on this.
To Banbridge town in the county down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing nerve I had to shake myself to make sure I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and I said with a feeling rare, aye, says I to a passer-by, who's the maid with the brown hair? He smiled at me and then, says he, she's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Ban, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. At the harvest fair I'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat upright, and a smile for my brown nose. No pipe I smoke, no horse I'll yoke, let my plow with the rust turn brown. Until the smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
And we're moving from County Down right down to Galway. Galway on the west coast of Ireland, a beautiful city known as the City of the Tribes, because at one time it was governed by 12 tribes who lived in and around the area of Galway. And of course, it's well known for Galway Bay, but we're not actually going to play Galway Bay, but we're going to play a song that was written, I'm almost sure, and how many times have you heard me say that, by Eamon O'Shea, he who wrote Come Down the Mountain, Katie Daly. Here's a lady we haven't had on the programme. She calls herself Magella, and she tells us it's heaven around Galway Bay.
When they told me that Ireland was heaven, I said that's where I'm longing to stay. Then an emigrant boy said that's my land. If you please, sir, I'll show you the way. When you see smiling faces that greet you with a cade meal, a vulture, a store, where a candle burns bright in the window, in a cabin with only one door. When you see on the right road.
That was nice. We'll have to have some more Magella on Sounds Irish. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, we played Maureen Hegarty singing How Are Things in Glocomorra. We're not going to get that now, but we are going to get Maureen Hegarty because she's a lovely voice. She's moving from Glocomorra to Dromore. In fact, she's singing all about the castle of Dromore. Beautifully sung. I like the accompaniment as well. You could just sort of feel the mother rocking the cradle, could you not, there? Maureen Hegarty and the Castle of Dromore. I want to play for you now a piece from Carousel. And it's the wonderful voice of Ronan Tynan singing You'll Never Walk Alone. Friends, in my humble opinion, this is the best Irish male voice in today's world.
Don't be afraid of the dark.
that man has a beautiful voice. And unfortunately, we don't hear too much of him. Certainly not here at home in Ireland. He now resides in the US. But Ronan Tynan, make note of the name. It is beautiful. And what a wonderful voice. His interpretation of You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel. You've heard me say countless times on Sounds Irish that Danny Boy is a melody in my book, should never be sung. Having said that, he sung it himself. It should never be sung. It should be played as an instrumental. Now, here I'm going to slightly change my opinion, because recently I came across a recording by a young lady from New Zealand, Hayley Westenra. She has a beautiful bell-like voice, and she's singing Danny Boy for us here. So I'm going to step back a wee bit now from my opinion and say this is one of the best versions of Danny Boy that I've heard. And I'm just wondering if you agree with me. Listen to Hayley Westenra's interpretation of Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are cold. From glen to glen and down the mountainside, the summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. 'Tis you must go. But come on, be back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, and I'll be
many immigrants travel to the United States. In fact, the majority of them used to travel to the United States of America, but now the young people leaving home are heading mainly for Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. But here's a story told for us by Frances Black. Now, Frances is the sister of Mary Black and sounds remarkably like her at times. Frances Black's one of earlier recordings because she sounds very, very young on it. And she's in New York and she's reminiscing about the hills of South Armagh. Armagh is one of the counties in Ulster, having wonderful scenery, beautiful mountains and hills and lakes. But you can understand why somebody away in New York would be reminiscing about those wonderful hills of South Armagh.
Seem a long way from my home. People rushing onward, going to and coming from. You bid them time of day, and they look the other way. And so you end up just like them, and talk to no one. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I traveled far, hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm roaming nightly in my dreams. The view from my apartment is a junkie's alleyway. My children speak in accents not like mine. My old man's working two jobs. We don't see him much these days. Oh, we'd be happy if we only had a time. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm roaming nightly. Hear the hills rock you by strangers now, and the work keeps getting scarcer every day. Oh, it's a hard life when you're forced from home to leave the ones you love. Oh, it's a hard life when you're forced to live this way. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm roaming nightly in my dreams. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Arma are the hills I'm roaming nightly in my dreams.
I played this next track a couple of weeks ago. It was a request for a couple who were celebrating their wedding anniversary. And I'm playing it again, but not for the same couple, simply because I like it and I've come across this recording of it by Seamus Moore, and it tells the story of the couple in Kerry who are celebrating their golden jubilee. Now, he says, take off your hat, me darling Pat, put on your old caubeen. Caubeen is the Irish word for a little cap. Understand? Right. We have this little trick when we speak Irish, and we bring it into our English as well. If we want to make things sound a little, if we say, for instance, a busheen is a little bush. Yeah, here we have Seamus Moore and his interpretation of the Golden Jubilee.
Way down in the county Kerry, in a place they call Tralee, a fine old couple live, their names Kate and Pat McGee. They're going to hold a party on the Golden Jubilee. Now, Kay, says she to Pat McGee, come listen here to me. Put on your army breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your owl caubeen. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How well do I remember when we danced on the village green, and you held me in your arms, dear Pat, and you called me your Colleen. Your hair was like the raven's wing, but now it's turned to grey. Now come over here, me old sweetie, oh dear, and this is what you'll say. Put on your owny breeches, your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old caubeen. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How well do I remember when first I was your bride, in the little chapel yonder there we sat side by side. Good friends we've had many, and troubles we've had few. Ah, come over here, me old sweetheart dear, and this is what you'll do. Put on your owny breeches, your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old caubeen. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. Just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago.
Now, I got quite excited yesterday because I was looking for something else, surfing the internet. Now, I'll get it right one of these years. And I came across a name, Girsa, G-I-R-S-A. And I looked, and I had never heard of Girsa before. So I did a little bit of research, and I found Girsa, and I've got one of their tracks here that I'm going to play for you. A group of 8 gorgeous-looking girls from New York. And they're all in the Irish community in New York, and they love Irish tradition and Irish music and Irish culture. And I'm going to play for you now a track of theirs. Well, I've played the song lots of times before, but particularly by Dolores Keane. She has a wonderful version of this. My grandfather's immigrant eyes. Once again, we paint the picture on Ellis Island, where the immigrants had to go to before they were allowed into the United States. And here's again the picture of this young man, ready in the 19th century, I'd say, ready to start a new life. Nothing, all he has is, well, all he carries. And he's made a life for himself in the United States of America. And when the singer says, and sometimes when I look into my grandfather's immigrant eyes, gives me encouragement. So here, this new group, and I'm dying to get my hands on more of their material, Gersa and My Grandfather's Immigrant Eyes.
Old Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe, on fire with the hope of it all. There my father's own father stood huddled with the tired and the hungry and scared. The turn of the century pilgrims, bound by the dream that they shared. They were standing in line just like cattle. They were poked and sorted and shoved. Some are one desk away from sweet freedom. Some are torn from someone they loved. Through the sprawling Tower of Babel came a young man confused and alone, determined and bound for America, carrying everything that he owed. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. Don't take it for granted, say grandfather's immigrant eyes. Now he rocks and he stares out the window, but his eyes are still just as clear as the day that he sailed through the harbor, came to shore on the island of tears. Grandfather's days are numbered, but I won't let his memory die, for he gave me the gift of his country and the look in his immigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see it starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. Don't take it for granted, say grandfather's immigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see it starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. Don't take it for granted, say grandfather's immigrant eyes. Don't take it for granted, say grandfather's immigrant eyes.
Oh, that's wonderful, that is. That's brilliant, cracking, call it what you will. All the superlatives. That was Gersa and Grandfather's Immigrant Eyes. Don't take it for granted, says Grandfather's Immigrant Eyes. And it just goes to show you how the immigrants struggled in the early days when they arrived in the United States. Well, my good friends, that's Sounds Irish for this week. I really have enjoyed myself. A lot of self-indulgence, and we've had some wonderful tracks. And I hope you've enjoyed them, no matter what part of the world or radio station you're listening to me on. And don't forget, if you want to drop me an email, it's everton274@sky.com. E-V-E-R-T-O-N. 274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment or an observation to make about the programme. I'd really love to hear from you. Friends, this is Joe Bollard saying I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world. And if it's not, I pray also that you will be given the strength to cope, and I'm sure you will. May good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. And until we're together again next week, Joe Bollard saying, look after yourselves. God bless. Travel safely. Shalom. Bye.